The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, I want to welcome everybody today. This is End Time Headlines, and this is a special prophetic update entitled Checkmate. What is Iran's next move? If you're just joining us here, we want to welcome you on podcast. We want to welcome you on YouTube, and we want to welcome you on Facebook Live. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know in the comments section below, whether on YouTube or on Facebook Live. We'd like to hear from you as well, where you're joining us from, what city, what location, if you're outside of the United States or whatnot. So let's get started on this thing, guys. Before we get into the obvious news, one of the first questions that is one of the prevalent questions that continually gets asked about this is what role does Iran play in Bible prophecy? Well, the greatest role that I can personally see as I've studied eschatology is their role in a future war that is mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39 called the War of Gog and Magog. Now, your Bible will use the term or title Persia, which is an ancient title or name given to modern-day Iran. But let me give you this, and I'll explain that. Now, this is Ezekiel 38. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog in the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tabal. So, right off the bat here, you've got Russian, Soviet nations that are mentioned here. Russia's involved. You got Turkey that's involved. You got all kinds of different locations here. Assyria, what is known, Gomer and different locations that are mentioned here. So he goes in and he says, Behold, I'm against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tabal. I will turn you around and put hooks into your jaws and lead you out with all of your army, your horses and your horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields and all of them handling swords. And then in verse 5 of Ezekiel 38, he mentions Iran. It says, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them. Again, Persia is modern day Iran. So again, there's this future war that has not happened yet, that is a future tense war called the Gog and Magog War, the Ezekiel 38-39 prophetic war of the end times. And Iran is mentioned there with southern Soviet states of Russia. Turkey's involved in this. Ethiopia's involved in this. Libya's involved in this. So you see all these nations that will form a coalition. And according to the word of the Lord, it says that after, and it gives you clues of the timing of this. It says, and this is verse 8 of Ezekiel 38. After many days you will be visited, speaking of Israel, because they will come against Israel. After many days in the latter years, it says that this coalition of armies, including Iran, will come. It said, you will come to the land of those who were brought back from the sword and gather from many people on the mountains of Israel, which has been desolate. And it says they will dwell in safety. When this takes place, verse 9, it says that this coalition will ascend like a storm covering the land like a cloud and with troops and many people. All right. And then in verse 11, it says that these nations will go up against a land of unwalled villages. Again, this cannot happen now because Israel's not dwelling in unwalled villages or unwalled cities. Listen, it says, you will go against a peaceful people who will be dwelling in safety, or safely rather, dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. That's verse 11. Again, that's impossible for that to happen right now. But again, these are stepping stones, precursors leading to this. It says that you will go up against a people gathered from the nations. Well, that's a prophetic word that many prophets such as Isaiah said that in the latter days that God himself will gather the Jewish people from all nations and he will pull them back to their homeland. All right. And it says in here in verse 13, Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish which is Saudi Arabia, and their young lions, which many believe is Great Britain, it could even include America, will sit back and not be involved in this war. All right? And again, the timing of this is all spelled. When you start studying this out, I've underlined these. It says, on that day when my people Israel will dwell safely, it says it will happen in the latter days. So again, latter days, time of the end, dwelling in safety. All these are clues to when this prophetic war is going to take place. Now, having said that, everyone here watching this, listening to this podcast, watching this broadcast, we all know now that according to the Associated Press, I'm going to go through some headlines, guys. There was a new report out today. The Associated Press indicated that the United States struck down and killed Iran's most powerful general in Baghdad with an airstrike. The U.S. killed Iran's top general and the architect of Tehran's proxy wars in the Middle East in an airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. Well, most of us would have been Thursday night. But again, over there, they're on a different time zone. That's why they're saying Friday. Now, the U.S. Senator Chris Murphy said that this top general that was killed is the second most powerful person in Iran. This would be equivalent to killing the Secretary of Defense in America. This is how significant this was. All right. He went on, again, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy described that this man was the most influential Middle East military official in decades. So this is a huge victory, if you would, for the United States, and it's a huge blow to Iran and all these other proxy nations that are involved in these wars and these conflicts and these civil wars and so on and so forth. Let me give you another headline. Quote, global powers warn that a more dangerous world is coming to fruition after the killing of top Iran general. Now, you got to understand, again, this is not my headline, guys, so don't get mad at me. All right, the mainstream media is going to find every way they can to minimize, scrutinize, and make the president of the United States look like the bad guy, the villain, evil, a bully, a dictator, whatever you want to call it. But according to this report, global powers are now warning that the world has become a, quote, more dangerous place after the U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the targeting killing of Iran's top general and are urging restraint on all sides, China, Russia, and France, who are all permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, took a dim view of the U.S. airstrike near Baghdad's airport early Friday, that again killed Iran's top general. So again, it should be no surprise that the United Nations is looking down on this in a negative light and is condescending President Trump and his decision on doing this. But again, with all in all honesty, guys, remember Trump warned. He came out and he said when the embassy was attacked and all that took place, he warned us that that America would not set back and not retaliate, that they would take action. And guess what? He did. And I'm telling you, a lot of people are waking up shocked. They're bewildered. And, you know, say what you want about President Trump. Say what you want to say about the United States. But the fact is, he came through on his claims of what he said. This is from RT News. RT News. U.S. State Department warns Americans to leave Iraq immediately following the assassination of Iran's top general. The U.S. State Department is calling on all U.S. citizens to depart Iraq immediately in advance issued on Friday in the wake of the U.S. killing of the key Iranian commander. Quote, U.S. citizens should depart via airline while possible or via by land. The State Department has advised, due to Iranian-backed militia attacks at the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad, all public consular operations are suspended until further notice. All right? So, in other words, and this is typical procedure, this is going to happen, and we can see why, because now this sets up a target on all Americans in the Middle East. So this is why everybody's on high alert. In fact, according to The Sun, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said that, quote, and I quote, "Severe revenge awaits the criminals behind this attack." He also announced 3 days of public mourning. And later, Khamenei went on and threatened a, quote, "bloody jihad in revenge." So Iran is threatening revenge. According to a New York affiliate, the mayor of New York City has ordered the New York Police Department to take, quote, "immediate steps to protect key locations across the city" after a U.S. airstrike again took out Iran's top general. Mayor Bill de Blasio said, quote, "We will have to be vigilant against this threat for a long time to come." The security moves come after Tehran vowed a harsh retaliation for the airstrike near Baghdad's airport. The mayor went on to say that, quote, "There could be an attempt by Iran or its terrorist allies to target New York City." Now, when I read that this morning, it reminded me of a article that came out by Forbes magazine. This came out by Forbes on July 22nd of this year. And I want to read this. This is the headline from Forbes. This is the source, Forbes, of July. You can Google this and see my source for this. July 22nd of this year, this is the headline. Quote, "Iran ready to strike in the West using sleeper terror cells." Now, let me give you a little excerpt from this article. Again, this was from July of this year. Quote, "British intelligence agencies believe Iran has organized and funded sleeper terror cells across Europe, including the United Kingdom, and could give the green light for attacks in response to a conflict in the Gulf." Well, we're here. We're in a conflict. We're in a war now. We've definitely crossed the, quote, red line. The claims refer to Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shia group that has been designated as a terrorist group organization in whole or part by much of the West. In June of 2019, the same newspaper reported that a devastating cache of explosives linked to Hezbollah had been discovered in London by security agencies back in 2015. 3 tons of ammonium nitrate was more than what was used in the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people. Again, this was discovered in 2015, and then these recent reports came out, which I'm giving you the source for that, that Iran warned and they threatened that they have, quote, "sleeper terror cells already here in the West, in the UK, in America. And in the event that there would be a conflict that would take place with America, they would give the green light." Now you say, well, they've not done anything yet, but well, that doesn't mean that this is not true. So guys, that's why we call this checkmate. What is Iran's next move? I believe we're all going to find this out sooner or later, guys. Here's another article from November 2nd of 2019. So this one was from last year. This is from an Israeli affiliate. Here's the article. Quote, "Iran warns Israel, the U.S., and Saudi Arabia that if they cross red lines, they will be destroyed." Now, I'm going to read this. Quote, "Iran will destroy the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia if they, quote, cross Tehran's red lines." Again, I think it's safe to say that those lines have been crossed. The head of the elite Revolutionary Guards said spoke in a televised speech back in November of last year, and he said, quote, "We have shown restraint and we have shown patience toward the, quote, hostile moves of America. The Zionist regime, which is referring to Israel, and Saudi Arabia against the Islamic Republic of Iran, but we will destroy them if they cross our red lines. Now, let me give you another article. This is from Reuters on the 12th of May of last year. Listen to this. Quote, this is why we got to be in prayer for this, guys. We've got to be in prayer, not only for the United States, but we got to be prayer for Israel. We got to be in prayer for our soldiers and those in military all over the world. Here's why. Listen to this. This is from May 12th of 2019 from Reuters. Quote, Iran may strike Israel if U.S. standoff escalates. Quote, an Israeli cabinet minister warned, again, this is back in May of last year, an Israeli cabinet minister warned of a possible direct or proxy Iranian attacks against Israel in the event that the standoff between Iran and Washington escalates. So guys, this is not war drums. This is not rumors of wars. This is not speculation. We're in it. The red lines have been crossed. We're beyond escalation. We are in a full-blown war at this point. The U.S. has increased economic and military pressure on Iran, and President Trump declared back in May of last year that it urged its leaders to talk to him about giving up their nuclear program, saying that he could not rule out an armed confrontation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, which is in support of Trump's hard attack against its arch foe. And by the way, Netanyahu just came out just recently in support of what has just recently taken place. He went on to say that parting with the silence, Israeli energy minister said that in the Gulf, things are, quote, heating up. Now, you remember our last segment, we talked about there was an article by the Washington Post that there it was almost like a 2020 forecast in which they predicted that that the Mideast would become tumultuous in 2020. And they gave we talked about that in our last segment. You'll have to go back, listen to our last podcast or listen to our last YouTube segment or here on Facebook. And we talked about that. Guys, we are 3 days into the new year and we're already seeing what we're seeing. 3 days in. All right. Now, quote, if there's some sort of conflagration between Iran and the U.S., between Iran and its neighbors, quote, I'm not ruling out that they will activate Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad from Gaza, or even that they will try to fire missiles from Iran at the State of Israel. Again, this is from a member of, this was a Israeli cabinet minister warning about this. And he goes on and he warns that in the event of a conflict, which we're there now, that it puts all these other nations at risk of being targeted or attack. So here we are, guys. Again, it is January 3rd. It is Friday, January 3rd. The top Iranian general has been wiped out by a strike from the United States of America. Iran has threatened in the past that if this was to escalate to this level, that and there's many sources that has warned that there are sleeper cells already waiting in the West and in places in Europe and different locations. They are warning that Israel could become a target of attack against Iran and other terrorist organizations as like Hezbollah or Hamas. That all these are surrounded. So what does all this mean? Again, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. But the end is not yet. These are birth pangs escalating. You ever thought about this, guys? Let's go back to the beginning of this segment in which we talked about this. If Iran is involved in a future major prophetic war mentioned in Ezekiel 38:39, in which they will be in alliance with Turkey, southern Soviet Russian states, and other nations. If they're Ethiopia and different ones, if they are in a coalition together of the mentioning of this prophecy, and they come against Israel, listen, guys, somehow, some way, we've got to get to a point where this thing escalates to a point where you've got all these this coalition of Islamic nations that will form an alliance. Hello, Psalm 83. It talks about this as well. They form a confederacy with one purpose and one agenda, and that's to destroy the nation of Israel. But what about America? Well, this is very open to speculation. There's a camp over here that will tell you that America's mentioned in Bible prophecy, and they'll try to use symbolisms over here, and they'll try to use symbolisms over there, and they'll try to take scriptures to back that up. And then over here in this camp, you'll get the same amount of people and theologians that will tell you that America's not mentioned in prophecy, and there's speculation on why they're not mentioned. Are they some of the nations that are mentioned there with the young lions thereof that are standing afar off, and they're not getting themselves involved with this war of Ezekiel 38 and 39? Or if that's not them, then where in the world would the United States be, being that Israel is a major ally of the United States? Why in the world would the United States not be involved and not come to the aid of Israel when all these nations are forming to try to destroy them in this future war? So I'm going to, listen, guys, I'd love to sit here and spend an hour and speculate why, or what if, or what could be, or how could this happen. But I'm going to leave that up to you today. But here's what we do know. Luke 21:28 says, Jesus said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Again, this is End Time Headlines, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our main landing page. If you'd like to get more information about our website, if you'd like to subscribe to Daily Digest, subscribe to push notifications for breaking news, then we want to encourage you to go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can subscribe right there. You're going to see some links and some buttons there that's going to be titled and give you the information that you need to do that. You guys listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, all that information is going to be at the end of this broadcast as well. If you're here on Facebook, again, all that information is right there under the link below, right there where it says support and follow. If you'll just click on that link, it'll take you to our main website as well. So as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out to come on here for this special update. Listen, we had a message. I had a message about revival and awakening that I wanted to do today, but this obviously took precedent over that because this is a major prophetic update that we needed to push to the front burner and push that other message to the back burner. So we'll get to that next week, I promise. But we got a lot of other things, a lot of viewpoint segments I want to talk about next week. Already lined up at least two of those. So we'll get all this worked in there. We got our Wednesday prayer segments. We're starting to do this. We kicked this off this past Wednesday with these corporate prayer segments. So we got a lot. We got a whole plate full of things lined up for the ministry. And we appreciate you guys. We appreciate your support, your prayers, and your partnership to this ministry. If you'd like to know more about how to support or partner with the Ministry of End Time Headlines, again, you guys on podcasts and YouTube, all that information is going to be right at the end of this broadcast if you'll stay tuned. You guys on Facebook, that link is right there below you. You can click on that. And again, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, we appreciate your obedience to that. So God bless you guys. Stay safe. We're going to sign off for the weekend. And listen, unless something major crazy happens like this on this level, we will try to come back on here this weekend. But if everything kind of remains plateaued out, then we will be back on here on Monday. So God bless. We'll see you then.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.